Sugya of Chafifa in Kuftadi Tes through Sefei, Bezer Hashem. Just a little background in Chafifa. The Etzim Geder of Chafifa, we saw the Gemara in Bava Kama and Pei Beis. Gemara says that in the Esther Takonis that Ezra was Masakin, one of them is Shtei Isha Choyfefes Vitevelis. The Gemara asks, what do you mean? It's Daraisa. Kasiv Rochas is Besar Bamaim. Shle Yedavar Choyt is Ben Besar Lamaim. Es Besari Es Atofel Besari. Umay Niyusar. It's mashma that even when it gets to Sarais, there is a din daraisa of iyun. Tirta Gemara, the Gemara answers, Amri daraisa the iyuni dilma mikter yinami mois midi mishum chatzitza v'asu yu v'tikin chafifa. That enechanami, the din daraisa is klape, just checking out, there's a din iyun midaraisa to make sure there's nothing that's chaitzitz. However, Ezra came in as Mustakin in addition, chafifa. Tosfos says that the Iker Chafif over there, Tosfos in Bava Kama, and it's over here in Tanach Vav and Beis we saw, Rabbeinu Tam, Chittas Rabbeinu Tam is, that Chafif is Dafka B'Rosh, that which Ezra's Musakin is Dafka Chafif is HaRosh, as opposed to Rashi, who holds the notes, Chafif is Shara Gof, Reb Shmari, it brings down from Rashi, they bring down that to Chittas HaRashbam also, that Chafif also applies to the rest of the body as well. The Sidri Tara says, so what is Lashon of Chafif? He says, Gevensach depends who which region. So according to Tosfos, in Chanami, Chafifa means Rechitza B'mayim, which is Rechitza Sarosh B'mayim in this case. And according to Rashi, it means Chafifa is like Greda, is to be Chotif, is to scratch. It means to scrape down the rest of the body. It's not specifically Rechitza Sarosh B'mayim, but it's all parts of the body. But even the Firashi, the Chirashi's maskim, like his Mavur in Bava Kam, and it's Mavur over here, that the Zikr is a din of Chafifa Baroish that needs to do, when you're doing the Chafifa on the hair, it has to be done, it's not just the washing, the same way that there's a washing on the rest of the body, it's a washing that includes combing out, Rashi says on Pei Beis and Beis in Bava Kama, also you have a tikkun Chafifa B'masrik, the Chokat Emilso, that he was Masakin Al tarchoka to be choifef with a comb. In other words, in Tesis, it's more pashut. Nichlal and the chafifas arayish is that you should have to comb out. The Ramban speaks it out lehedya. The Ramban holds that the chafifas is the ikr chafifas in the roish. And he says lehedya that it should be with a masrik. However, even in Shitas Rashi that learns that the chafifas are one chafifa. And on half of your body, most of your body, there is no combing out. Nevertheless, when it comes to the hair, even Rashi is going to be masking, like he says lehedya in Bava Kama, that there is a din of Chafifa B'Masrik to comb out the hair. Shalas and Moskate the Machlekes in Rashi and Tosfos. Where is the Makom for the Machlekes? Lachira, like the Rishonim are Medayik, the din Iyun is on Kol HaGuf. The Rashi, the Ran, brought down the Beis Tosfos, that the din Iyun is on the Kol HaGuf. Dilma Mikter is with regard to the hair. Dilma Mimas Midi is with regard to the entire body. So if there's a din Daraisa Al Iyun, Minatero, on the whole body. And Ezra came and Al Tarchok and the Milso. He was choshesh, maybe you're not going to be ma'ayin well. And therefore he's mesakin din chafifa, so the pashas of chafifa should be wherever the iyun is. Wherever there's a din iyun, that's where there's a din chafifa. Vaskei to machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. So the truth is that be'etzem, the ikur din of iyun midaraisa is a little bit shver. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah mafurish that you have to be ma'ayin. However, it says that there can't be any chatzitza. Me'ilo nichlal, and that is to make sure that there is no chatzitza. Now the shayla is, though, we know midaraisa, as we'll see, Bezer Hashem, this coming week, that midaraisa, the only thing that's chaitzit, is ruba yumakbir alav. Dafka, if there's a chatzitza on reva the body, and the person is makbir on that chatzitza. However, anything else, even if it's ruba, if it's ainer makbir alav, or it's a miuta, even if you're makbir, it's only chaitzit midarabanan. If that's the case, in the Chura, when the Torah tells you that you have to do an iyun, the Torah is telling you, make sure that there's no chatzitza midaraisa. The Torah is not telling you klapi din derabanan. The Torah is telling you klapi din derabanan, make sure that there's no chatzitza. So how is it that the Torah is machayev a person to be ma'ayin, to make sure that he doesn't have on himself a roiv, which is, he's makbid on, that's chaytis? He's not sure. There's a chiyuv, be ma'ayin. Check before you go into the mikvah. Maybe you're in a body bag and you just don't realize it. Maybe there's a chatzitza on roiv of your body. You have bubble gum on covering three quarters of your body, and you simply don't know that you have it. L'chora, where's the din miyuchad of iyun? In a chanami, you have to know that there can't be a chatzitza, but that there should be a kum ve'esei din of iyun. L'chora, as long as you know that you don't have anything on you, there's no din lehedya to look. L'chora, where does it come from that there should be such a din to look? Even more so, that Rashi said, the Ran says that Ezra's Masakin Chafifa, Dilmalayin Yafe Yafe. Shemalay Ta'ayin Yafe Yafe. Maybe she wasn't Ma'ayin. Well, Yafe Yafe. It almost sounds like the Takanas Chazal, like we mentioned, of B'dikas Chomis. That Midaraisi could be Semich on the Bittul Belayiv. However, Chazal didn't want to be Semich on the Bittul Belayiv, so they said maybe you're not going to be Mevatel Bemis. Therefore, be Boydik to make sure they really got rid of all Gluska Yafes. All parts of Chumash in you. So too over here, don't be Semech, don't Palazach on the Iyun. Do a Maisa Bepoil of combing out and washing the entire body to make sure that there's Takenu Chatzitzas. And the Shaila is, where was the Chshash exactly? What was Ezra Choshesh for that you weren't going to be Ma'ayin Yofa? Where do you have to be Ma'ayin to make sure that you don't have a Reivu Makbidalav? One glance should be enough to know that you don't have a Reivu Makbidalav on your body. What was the Chshash Shemeloi Ta'ayin Yofa Yofa? The truth is that there's machlokes rishonim with regard to chatzitza, with regard to the hair. Is the hair considered a chelik of the body, or is it nidoin bifnei atzmai? Machlokes in the Rambam and the Goinim. That the Goinim hold that it's dan bifnei atzmai, every hair is dan bifnei atzmai. The Rambam says, no, the hair is all a chelik of the body. Which would mean that if you have a chatzitza more than half of your hair, according to the Goinim, that's chaytus midaraisa, but according to the Rambam, it's not. As long as the rest of your body is okay, then we look at the entire body together, and it's not a rife, therefore it's not a problem. Now, if you learn like this, going that even on your hair alone, there's enough to be chayt d'oraisa, then certainly we can understand, there's much more makim to understand the gzir of Ezra. It could be that in a chanami she has something stuck to the back of her hair, which rife of her hair is stuck together, in a knife, and then it's chayt. Ubifrat, that there's a tzad, that any makim sar on the guf is nidim b'fnei atzmai. Which would mean the Sar Beis HaShechi, Sar Beis HaErvo, maybe even her eyebrows and eyelashes, each one is neither Bifnei Atzmai, and is considered its own Guf Bifnei Atzmai, which would mean that if she has 50 eyelashes and 26 of them are stuck together with a little bit of mascara, then in a Hanami, that'll be Choytis Midaraisa, according to that. If you see that, in a Hanami, you can understand Zikr the Din of the Iyun, Benegea to Sarit. That's Dafka and that Shita that holds that they need the Mifnei Atzmai. The problem is that the Lashon of the Gemara is, what are you checking for? Dilma Mikter. Maybe to see whether or not they're tied. Now, there's no way that your eyelashes will be tied. And probably most parts of hair on the rest of the body, except for the hair of the head, will be tied. Now, most people have Mimutza, depending on what color hair you have. Seems in the hundreds of thousands of hairs. Now, the Gemara says Mefurish that only one hair which is knotted by itself is Chaitis. If it's three hairs, it's not chaytis. Two is machlekes in the Gemara. Maybe it's machlekes. Could be lekuli alma's maskim. The end of the day, but for sure, three hairs together is not chaytis. The pashas halacha we go that it's dafka one hair that's tied to itself is chaytis, which would mean that we would have to have about 300,000 hairs that each one is tied to itself, and that's what you're checking for. The probability of such a thing is less than winning the New York State Lottery, I think. Unless you do, even the Shvartas that have dreadlocks, but first of all, that they know about, but it's also more than one hair at a time. It's a lot of hairs at a time that are braided together. And that Pathal, the fascists will see, that's brought down with the Tzitzitshuv here in Sefei, and it's in Kuf Talichet, about braided hair, that in a Hanami could be that it's not Chaytas Bechlal, because it's more than one or two hairs together. It's not exactly clear where. First of all, what are you going to do according to the Rambam that holds that the hair is neither as part of the body? What are you looking for? And what are you doing, even according to the Shittas that hold the hair is neither b'fnei atzmai? The Gemara says, the chashash dilma mikter, the chur, what is the chashash that all the hair are niksha together? Tosfos in Sukkah on Vav Amud Beis, when the sugya of chatzitza brings down that, when it says that the din d'oraisa is that ruba yamakol v'schaitit, it's not just in the hair. The rest of the body is also chaitit. It's dafke for ruba yamakol lov. There's no different din. It says, not like the shitas that hold that a miut hamakbid, the whole din of ruba yamakbid is dafke on the hair. But on the rest of the guf, it's even a miut she'en hamakbid lov. It's chaitit. The Meiri says miut umakbid lov. It says there's such a tzad that miut she'en hamakbid lov. And the truth is that it's mefurish in the Taisa Rosh here. On some of Zayim and Beis, Rubei Yamakol of Chaytitz, Pirush Rashi, Dehainu Besarei, Aval Begufay, Afilu Miut, Ve'eno Makbid Chaytitz. That's the Taz Rashi brings down on some of Zayim and Beis from Rashi. And even a Miut She'eno Makbid Chaytitz on the Sharaguf. Feed that, it's Poshit. that you need the chiyuv in midaraisa on the entire guf, because even a miyut shein amakrulav is chaytitz, and for sure there's a very easy that there should be a miyut shein amakrulav on the rest of the guf. Rashi's befrat, Rashi the shitas is very gishmak. Rashi learns that the whole din chafifa is on the rest of the guf. The din that Ezra's masak in chafifa is on the rest of the guf, because on the rest of the guf there's more of a reason to be chayfif than on the hair. The hair is only is only a ruba yomakbin. On the rest of the guf is a filo miyut shein amakbin. The thing is, Rashi says, when Ezra tikin chafifa, Rashi says that Rashi, we mentioned before, and Rashi says, Ezra's masakin chafifa b'matrik, with a comb. L'rchoka de milsa. So l'rchoka de milsa, he was masakin that there should be chafifa with a comb. Now l'chura, which is mashma, that the ikr chafifa was on the hair. Now according to what we're saying now, l'chura, the ikr chafifa should be on the body. On the hair, it's only a mute, it's only a roiv u'makud, which is chaitis. But according to Rashi, on the rest of the body, even a miyut she'ena makbid is chaytit. L'chur, the ikr chafifa should be on the rest of the guf. Maybe, but that's Rashi, even though Rashi says the same thing over here, Rashi says also, Amar Rava, Isha le'sochof le'benesav le'sochof, Rashi says, b'sayra. It doesn't mention the rest of the guf. That's not fair, because the Gemara is talking about things that are m'sabeach l'sar. So obviously we're talking about the sayres, not the rest of the guf. It's talking about cold water, neser, ukedeme. However, there that he's going to Ikr Takana, and Bava Kama is going to Ikr Takana of Chafifa, L'chira, when Ezra's Masakin Chafifa, he should have said Chafifa on the rest of the body. Why did he mention Masrik? So it could be that in the Hanami, Rashi understood that there's no reason why not to be Semich on the Iyun, Midoraisa, if it's not a Machin of Cyrus. On the rest of your body, there's no reason not to be Semich on the Iyun. Because in the Iyun, anything that's there, you would see without a problem. Masha Enkein on the Cyrus, where there's so many hairs, in a Hanami, Larchoka de Milsa, he was Masakin, the Ikr Takana was the Chafifa. Once he was Masakin Chafifa by the Cyrus, but mainly he made Chafifa by the rest of the body also, because there is a Makam to meet. A Miyatona? Ain't a Makbid? Ain't a Makbid doesn't have to be that it's minuscule that you're not Makbid about. Ain't a Makbid could be, maybe it's also, it's what? If it is something which is Be'etim a Chatzitza, it has to be something which is a Chatzitza. But if it's not something which is hard to see, Be'etim, it's not something that is something blocking, then in Chanami, Kenzan, even the Firashi, you'd be saying Mechon the Iyun, of the Iyun, we'd be able to be saying Mechon it. Maybe that's good for what Taisus holds. Taisus holds that there was no reason to be attacking Chafif on the rest of the body. The rest of the body, Befrat, if Yishitas, the Taisus, that on the rest of the body also, it's only Ruba Yom Akbaralov, that's Chaytit. There's no reason to be misakin chafif in the rest of the body. That word in the Hanami Taka not going to be chayshish for him. It's just on the sarite, that was the ikr takana of the chafifa, because that's the ikr mokim where even if you were ma'ayin, if you weren't chayshish, it could be that you have chatzitza. Now getting to the chatzitza of the mixer, I'm still not answered exactly. What is it, the chatzitza? Each hair should be tied. But that should be bubble gum in the person's hair, and it could be that in the Hanami her hair is all clumped together in a certain way, that's underneath, that you wouldn't see just by Ian, according to Tosfos in the Hanami, that was the Archok and the Milso, that they were Masakin. L'chura, it's a Shtukul Mashma like that in Tosfos, because Tosfos Esam Rashi, in Bava Kama, Tosfos Esam Rashi says, what's the Lashon of Amar Rava? The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Lailim Ilam, Adam, Seich Besish, Teisha, Me'adicha, Besik, Matel, B'mayim. So it says, Frekter on Rashi, the Chur Rashi holds side by side that the whole group needs a Chafifa. What's the special din of Rava that he's being Masakin, that he's being Moisif on the din of Ezra? Ezra's Masakin, that the entire body needs Chafifa. Where's this extra din of Beis Motel? So as it says, Kenzan, that it means Afilo Beis Motel. Even the Beis Motel, which are not Pegoli, nevertheless, it doesn't need Bias Mayim, nevertheless, it still needs to be washed out. That wasn't Mavur from Ezra. Ezra's Dafka place which needs Bias Mayim, then you have to do Chafifa. A Mokh which doesn't need Bias Mayim, maybe doesn't need Chafifa. Comes along Rav and he says, Lailim Lam Ram Sech Besish, Tei Isha Madeicha, Bes Kimotei Abamayim. Says the only thing that's fair is that it should have said Afilu Bes Kimotei, he says. So maybe you could say a different shot, that the Dogish is not on the Bes Kimotei. The Dogish is on Bemayim. Lailim Yilam Ram Sech Besish, Tei Isha Madeicha, Bes Kimotei Abamayim. As opposed to Shar Mashkim. Shar Mashkim, we saw in Sif Aleph, is brought down that the Bach says that you shouldn't use Shar Mashkim. No. The Marik says, you shouldn't use Shar Mashkim by Beis Kmotel because it could leave a stain, it could leave a little bit of the wine or whatever it is that you're using inside the base motel, which is not going to come out. It says the Chamudi Daniel in the first Teshuvah, vice on the rest of the body, it's not the hair, the rest of the body, then there's no problem to use Shar Mashkim. Because you don't have to be choshes that maybe a stain is going to stay. Or even if there's going to be wine, the it's going to come off in the water. It's only in Beis Motel that it's not going to come off. Eibazeh comes along, Rav is Mechadish, even though according to Ezra, you don't need to do Chafifa Dafka B'mayim, La'olim Yilam and Adam Sech Besh, Le'ishim Yadichel B'mayim, Dafka B'mayim, as opposed to Shar Mashkim. You could even be Madcha and say that the Dogish is not on Beis Motel, not on Mayim. The Dogish is on the La'olim. What is the lashon of the oilam? Stam and say, yilam adam sech beisay. Amar Rava, lo oilam yilam adam sech beisay. What's lo oilam? Forever, always coming to be married about what? So if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, we saw Sif Aleph starts off that a person and a lady should be madiach beis motel. That's the very first halachah in Kuf Tzadi test. Tzricho laadiach beis hashecha beis hastarim shlo b'mayim. In Sif Vav, he talks about chal leil tefilas b'motzei Shabbos who yom tif. What happens if the tefilah is at a time that you can't do a chafifa? So he says you do the chafifa early on erev Shabbos. Ubishas tvilas as mechaber ta'ain v'tivadiketiv kol guf v'sayis reisha. You do an iyun mitodiach beis astarim b'mayim chamim shuchmu v'filu b'yomtiv. Even though you can't do a chafifa because the chafifa is going to pull out the hairs, you comb out your hair. There's a chash maybe you're going to pull out hairs. However, hadochas beis kmoteh she has to do an yomtiv. The meila is la'olim yilamid. The dogish, according to this, is la'olim. It's la'olim yilamid. Even at a time that you're not doing chafifa, because there's a chashash that maybe you're going to be pulled out, you're going to be over on the tlisha, you're going to be pulled out the cyrus. Nevertheless, on yontif still, you have to be do a hadachas based motel b'cham. That's b'das Rashi and b'das Tesis. Tesis yes, no Rashi. What's the la'olim yilamid? According to Rashi, Simon said you need the whole thing chafifa. And according to Taisvist, you have a different question. Some of the Olam was Marer. What's the din of Chafifa? What's the din of to be Maideach Beis Astarim B'chlal? Why do you have to do? Where's the special din of Beis Astarim? Some say it's a kasha. Where's the din of Beis Astarim that you have to do it? There's no din of Chafifa B'chlal Guf. You're allowed to do Iyun. And that's enough. So where's the din? Why is there a special din B'negea to Beis Kmotel or Beis Astarim that she has to do a Hadocha B'mayim? So the Sharidura says that in Echnami, Bisk Motel, it's just that it's a makom which is more prone to Tinuch and Zeah, and therefore there's a special din there to wash it out with water. But if you look at the grain, the grain in Sifkat and Chaf, when he gets to this din of Yantif, of washing out the Bisk Motel, he says, V'todiach Bisk Motel, based on Storm, B'mayim Chamim Shulchamu, says the grain, Shezeh HaKol B'chlal Yuli. It's all bichlal the iyun. Nichlal in the iyun is to be medich based tarel. L'chur the word is because you can't see the base of starim. Since you can't see the base of starim, so therefore it's not enough to just do an iyun there. There you have to taka feel around to make sure that there's nothing inside of her ears or wherever it is the base motel in the places that she can't see. She still has to wash herself out in those areas that you can't see. Is that a dindaraisa? L'chor the mashmoi says that kol b'chlal yunin is dindaraisa. The only problem is twofold, like you're asking. First of all, if it's a dindaraisa, if it's out to the iyun, then why do you have to be mediach it? Just feel around. If you're trying to be mekayim in iyun, so just feel around. And mitzacheni, if you're saying that it is the iyun and it's dindaraisa, so then how could Rava say la'olam yilamid adam seich beisa? We had such a lesson before in the la'olam yilamid adam. And many people, I think, probably have never done a Meich Dochuk. It's a good thing. Maybe if she has a Riyah of one day and she's doing Heftetar for some reason on that day, then it could be according to Mechaber that you're Mechuyev to, but according to Ramot, she should always do it. It's a good thing to do. But it's not a Chiv. According to this, it's a Chiv. It's a Chiv. It's Nichlal in the Iyun. It's a Chiv Midaraisel. So the you have to say that chodim b'turetz is b'chavito. In a chanami, that's gufo what the lo'ilim yilam lo'ilim sech beisi is. Al tzedin iyun, you have to feel around. The chelik of the iyun is that the places that you can't see when you're looking is you have to feel. Memelo, based astarim, you have to feel around. Comes along Rava and his mechadish, and he says, lo'ilim yilam lo'ilim sech beisi, that don't rely just on feeling around. Rather, you should wash it out to make sure that it's totally clean. Don't just rely on the fact that you're feeling it out. You have to do this on Friday night also. L'chara, any time that you were samech the chafifah of the tefillah, then that's okay. So, what? You did an iron. You did an iron right away, afterwards. You could always, there's no limit to whenever you did your iron of you're always supposed to do an iron samech the tefillah. On a regular Friday night, let's say you came to the makom at tefillah and you didn't do it, at what point is considered, that's really the hemshech, we have to see. When do you have to be ma'ayin? Does it have to be, it's the hemshech of the simen, at the end of the simen, chas tasyut. When do you have to be ma'ayin? When do you be chayfif? The pashtus. If you weren't marchekit, then you're okay. The question is, how much is marchekit? That we'll have to see in the halacha. According to Rashi, there's a din of chafifa on the entire guf, and according to Tosfos, there's a chafifa dafka. There's a chiyuv chafifa dafka by the rosh. Nevertheless, al tadin iyun is nichlal that you have to check out the beis hakmatim, and maybe possibly. There's a din lechatchila to do it with hadachas mayim. It's not clear though. What's the din iyun? First of all, we see from here that there's nichlal in the din iyun is a chiluk of the guf. According to this going, nichlal in the din iyun is to feel out even a miyut of the guf. Even a miyut of the guf, there's a din to do an iyun on. We asked, where does it come from? According to the shah that we started off with. What's the pshat that there's a din daraisa of iyun? L'chura, she should know whether or not she has on her guf a davar which is ruba yumakvelov, whether or not it's chaytzis. So she said, but that's Rashi, and if anami, maybe shitaka doesn't. There's even less than a ruba yumakvelov is chaytzis, and that's why we can understand that she'd have a chiv to do it. And the shitas that hold that the hair is different than the body, maybe she has on her hair. But if you learn that the only time that anything is chaytzis, the davar is ruba yumakvelov, and you learn that Cyrus is a chiluk of the guf, and all together, so then where's the makom, where's the chiyuv iyun midaraisa? Now it's mavur here in the Goyim that there is a chiyuv iyun on even on a makom of a miyut. It could be that the varda is that even if she has, there's always a chiyuv of iyun on a miyut, because even if she knows that she has a davar which is chaytis on her, but maybe she's makbid, maybe she's not makbid. She should check to see whether or not roiv of what's on her, she's makbid on. She has, it could be that she has things on her. She has to check out to see whether or not what she has on her is shitaka makbid. And she could be that she has different halakim, and every miut of the guf could be mashlim to the rain be'etzem. If she knows that she has a chiluk on her that she's makbid on. She knows she has a cast which goes halfway up her leg, whatever it is. Then every chiluk of the guf she has to check out to see whether or not that chiluk is going to be mashlim to the rain. But in a chanami, a woman that doesn't have anything on her body, it's hard to understand exactly where does the iyun come from. So there is a chokhmah sadam, it's not 100% clear. The chokhmah sadam says in kufchof, the first sif, b'negeit chafifa, he says, since minatura, kivin de minatura, asr liyas chatitza betzvilo, v'chol davar shu becheskas tuma, eina yoyte mecheskasai, ela ayyadei bediko. Anything which is becheskas tuma only comes out ayyadei bediko. Tell us, where does he know that from? Zikr, she needs to do a tvilo. And she needs to make sure that there's nothing that's chaytis. But who says that she needs the bedika to make sure that shitak has nothing which is chaytis? Chayiv pashtus, as long as she was tovah and there's nothing that's there, that's okay. Even if she knows for sure she didn't do an iyun, how do we know for sure that there's an iyun? It isn't clear l'chayiv from anywhere that there's a chiyuv why we're chayish that. Those who want to say that in Akram, in those days, they talk much more, they didn't shower the same way that we did, and it could be that they talk had dirt, grime all over the goof, and you have to check it out. But it is a little bit of a chiddush to say such a thing, that the mamish, they're covered with so much dirt that's makbid olam that they don't know. Chalazos for the rinam. That's just a little bit of the gather of chafifa. With regard to the halacha l'maaso, Kuf Tzadi Tes, Sif Aleph from Chaver says, Tzricha la'adiach beis hashecha beis hastorm shalom b'mayim v'loy b'shar mashkim V'lisrik sar reisha yofa b'masrik. Shleitiyena sarisene d'boki zubazu. You have to wash the mekoymeis pesach starim, comb out your hair. V'chein tzrich ha'isha, there's a lot of, it sounds like repetition in this, the sif. V'chein tzrich ha'isha la'ayin v'atmo v'visar v'dekas kol gufa. It's like three times the same thing. She has to be ma'ayin in herself, also in her basar, and to be brede kol aguf. Not just atmo, also basar and gufa. And ura, also, what are all these different things here? And she should also wash herself. So even though he starts off that one should be listrik sar reisha yofa b'masrik, and only afterwards does he mention that you should wash her hair, however, like the Sidratari points out, the ikar chafifa, combing out the hair, is at the time when she's washing her hair. And he says that woman should be taught that. Now, the place can point out that in a chanami, that is the best, is to comb it out when she's washing it, but at least it should be wet. It should be that the hair is wet at the time that she's combing it out, even if she's not actually washing it at that time, but it should be, if she's combing it out when it's dry, and only afterwards she's washing it, she's not going to get the same thoroughness of the comb as she will if she's washing it if her hair is wet, and therefore the place can say, l'chatchila, like the Sidur Torah, the best is to do it while you're actually under the shower, wherever it is her hair is wet, in the bath. However, as long as her hair is wet, that's also fine. Now, what does it mean that she has to be lisrik sar reisha yofa b'masrik shloi tiena sarisen nidbok zubazu? So the Shach points out that it's not just dafka sar reisha, it's all saris on her body. Kinus mokim chol mokim sar shiva, she has to comb out. Now, the Shach says that the minig is Ashav Nogu Listrik Saration Bemasrik Vishar Sarshaba Mifasfesta Soisim Yodea Yofi Yofi. The meaning is to comb out the hair of her head, her hair on her head, and the rest of her body, any body hair, she should be. The meaning is you don't have to actually comb it out, she could just separate it with her fingers. Now, what is included in that? Is included in that also eyebrows and eyelashes? So, interestingly enough, if you look at the Chokhmas Adam, he's talking about when he gets chatzitza tefillah. He says, "Acher kach tirchoitz bechamin kol mochem seir shabo, ubi risi eineho." Is her eyelashes? V'tufasves biyodeh lahafred asaris hanidbakim v'mikushorim. And she should feel around with her fingers, move around with her fingers to make sure to separate all hair which is stuck together. It almost sounds like that the fisfus has to be also on her eyelashes. You could say that's not what he means. He just means, and maybe that's the pashtus, that she has to wash all her hair, even her eyelashes, and she has to separate the places where there's a lot of hair together. But her eyebrows, her eyelashes, she doesn't have to worry about. Either way, certainly she needs to wash them and make sure that there's nothing there. But for that, it's a place where women put on makeup, and it could be that it's clumped together. Certainly, it needs a good rechitza. And it is prone to have, to be stuck together because of makeup. Now, the lashon that we mentioned before, and the v'chein tzricha isha la'ayin ba'atmo v'soro, so the achrayim all ask, what is this double lashon? It's superfluous. What's he saying? So different perushim. The Chacham Sadam says it's supposed to say b'v'soro u'v'sayro, not ba'atmo v'soro. Tzarich la'ayin b'v'soro u'v'sayro. And the Lachman Simla says it's supposed to say ba'atmo u'v'sayro. And what does it mean? V'achar kach boydekas kol gufo. It means where you can't be ma'ayin, then you should feel around the rest of your body. The Sidur Torah says it's supposed to say ba'atmo b'sayra, that she's allowed to look at her sayra. She should be ma'ayin in her sayra by herself. Tahaynu. The whole din of there's women that are nervous. They go to the mikvah, and the balanit, the mikvah lady, they didn't check her out. They just checked out her back, or I don't know. They checked out her toes, or they didn't even check her out. They just made sure she's her hair went down underneath the mikvah. The shalom, what's going on over here? They didn't check me out. Is it good? Is it not good? The halacha is that you only need a woman to make sure that her hair goes down underneath the water. The rest of that, you don't need another woman. And that means that even the Sidur Torah speaks this out. And he says that Memela, she's allowed to be ma'ayin in her sayra herself, even though she can't see all her sayra. She'll feel out her sayra, and that's fine. She doesn't need another lady to be ma'ayin for her. Some women, it makes them feel better. And a chanami. As a matter of fact, the Sermic voice, that they actually have the mikvah ladies, they scrub the lady down to make sure that they'll pull off every. Some people like that, actually. Some people don't. But it's good to know, because that mikvah is open very late. But there's there's no chiyuv for another woman to be ma'ayin, she's allowed to be bedek herself. If you that, it's very geshmak, the bedek is kol gufa. She could be ma'ayin ba'atma ubisayro, ubedek is kol gufa, the rest of her body also. Now, it says that she's supposed to do chafifa, v'tricha isha la'ayin ba'atma, v'tochav kol gufa. It's mashma that there's two dinim over here. There's a din of iyun and the din of chafifa. The Taz says, l'chur, b'chlam ha'saymon, if you did the din of chafifa, then you're makayim the din of iyun, the hainu, like we mentioned before. And you can't, anyhow, it's obvious that you can't see half the places on your body. You can't see your back, you can't see the top of your hair, you can't see, there's a lot of places that you can't see. Elama, you have to rely on the fact that you're going to feel it out, and that's considered an iyun. Iyun is also, b'mishmushayad, is also considered an iyun, even if the person can't see it, that's also considered an iyun. They realize that there's no chatzitza there. If that's the case, it's obvious that you're relying on that, so then when she washes herself and does chafifa on her entire body, she's feeling herself out, that's for sure. Enough of an ear, and she doesn't have to look again another time. However, the Sidra Torah says that so the Aruch HaShulchan is medayik down the Lashon Gemara. Va'asa Ezra v'tikin chafifa. Don't say va'asa Ezra v'tikin nami chafifa. Va'asa Ezra v'tikin chafifa. Rashi's Lashon is l'archok ed milsa. It's mashma that do this, it's even better. Instead of doing an ear, do this, which is even better. So l'archok ed, it's even better than l'archok ed milsa. However, the Sidra Torah says, no, the Pashtus is that it's two different things. There's a din of chafifa and there's a din of iyun. And even though you did a chafifa, one should do an iyun. However, he says that if you did an iyun, mishas maisa of the chafifa, if you're looking as you're washing yourself, that's also considered, it's not that you can't do an iyun mishas chafifa. Just he's saying that if you didn't look at yourself, the fact that you washed yourself, that's not enough. Lalecha, the Asar Berkowitz Pashtun is like the Taz Mekar Dimi Pashtun, that it's enough, the fact that you washed your body. And in a Hanami, even if you weren't ma'ayin afterwards, that's enough. Kim Dumani, I think that the Eilim does do another iyun afterwards. After they wash themselves, and they're totally ready to go to the mikvah, then they check themselves. It could be that the mikvah lady also checks her a little bit. Usually, in the places that they do check, usually they'll check the back, or the fingers and toes, places which are more prone to dirt, and the places where they can't see. But they won't check the entire body. The woman should check those that are annoying to check afterwards. They should check their entire body. Now, what happens if a woman forgets if she checked her body? If she did an iyun or she did a chafifa? So, according to this Taz, if she did a chafifa, and her question is, did she do an iyun? So then she doesn't have to worry about it. Nichlal in the chafifa is an iyun, it's not a problem. However, let's say she didn't do a chafifa where she ran her fingers over her entire body. She sat inside the bath, but she didn't run her fingers over her body to know that there's an iyun.
Where are we holding? Before the mikvah, after the mikvah, she's home already.
We're holding after the mikvah. After the mikvah was her, if she's beforehand, she should do an iyun or do a chafifa. Zichur, any time that she's beforehand, she should do the iyun and the chafifa. And if you want to be simuch on the Taz, she could do the iyun together with the chafifa or the Sidra Torah, at least look at the time that you're doing it. That's fine also. According to everybody, that's fine. However, if you can't, or it's Friday night, or it's after the tefillah, in such a case, and you don't know whether or not you did a chafifa or you did or an iyun, what's halach in such a case? So we said, if you did a chafifa, according to the Taz, nichlal in the chafifa is a iyun, you're okay. But let's say she didn't run her hands over the entire body, or we don't go like the Taz, only the Sidra Torah, you actually have to do an iyun. Or she did an iyun, and she doesn't know if she did a chafifa. What's the halach in these cases? So we saw the Pesach Shuvah brings down over here from the Noid Bihuda, that first he brings down the Shvus Yaakov, doesn't say what it is. The mice over there is with a woman borrowed a comb, and she doesn't remember if she used the comb. She knows she borrowed it, she doesn't remember if she used it. Shvus Yaakov is meikol, that she doesn't have to go back and do another tefilo. Sidra Torah happens to be chaylik, he says, if it's the next morning, she doesn't have to, but if it would be the same night, I would send her back. Then he brings down a Reid Bihuda that says, if the woman forgot to do an iyun, that's a shalav deraisa. She's b'chesed sister shalav deraisa. For sure, she's in trouble. If she forgot to do a chafifa, she doesn't know if she did a chafifa, she doesn't know if she did an iyun, she has to go back. She doesn't know if she did a chafifa, then he clears. He says, and he's mitzadeh, that for two reasons it's a problem. First reason it's a problem is because it's a cheskas iser. We don't say safek derabana lekula when there's a cheskas iser. The hainu, the mashal. It's actually machlokes in Siman Kofyud between the Shach and the Prichodesh. The Taz is the Shailos. It's a very long, the very last Sidra Torah here, Sifkat HaMem and Kofsadi Tes. He is marach when he gets to this, whether or not the din of Darabon by a cheskas sister. The standard case would be, it's a good child, what happens if you have a piece of chicken which was fried or cooked in milk. So it's only asim midrabanan. Kasher milk, kasher chicken, asim midrabanan. And you have another piece of chicken which was fried in oil, and they're sitting in front of you. Can you eat them? Can you eat one of them? How's that? Is there any problem to eat one of them? Asim midrabanan kulam. No. Shaking your head. No, says the Shach. No, you can't, because it's chazik yisuro. You know for sure that there's a zister here, one of the two things, and therefore it's not a suffix whether or not there's a zister. You know for sure that there's a zister here. We don't say Sabbath Darbon on the Kul in such a case. That's the Shittas HaShach, it's a Rajbo. He brings it from Rajbo. In Kuf Yud, Kol Yisrael Tzveiko, Eitz Chof. The Neid Yehuda goes with that. Now that happens to be Machlekes Achreinim, and maybe it's not so Pashin. But the second Nidin is really what I wanted to handle, and this is the Eilam jumped on. He says that the Dover Sheish HaMatirin, you could go back into the mikvah again, Dover Sheish HaMatirin. Now, we know that the Neid Yehuda is the Mora the Shmaitza of the one that says that we don't say Davar Sheish Matirim in such a case. The Tzlach in Beitza, he says that the only time that we say Davar Sheish Matirim is by Achila. If you have an egg which was born on Yontif, a chicken's egg that was laid on Yontif and was Nisarv and other things, we don't say Bittel, or it's a Suffolk, we don't say Suffolk Darman Lekula. Why? Because Achat Echlana Bittel, Echlana Bater. You can only eat this egg one time. Don't rely on Suffolk Darman Lekula or Bittel and eat it today, wait till tomorrow, it'll be Mutter by itself. And we want to watch the Klein of Mitzvah, the Klein of Petra. That's all fine and dandy when you're only going to eat it one time. But it's something which you can have ishtamshus. Like the case of Mukhtar that Tarilu was handling this week or last week. Or the case of, that we saw in the Nachlas Tzvi, the Pesach Tshuva, and Simon Kuf Pezayin, Tefei. He says that a woman who's a Nida, there's no such svar of Darash Tish Matirim. He wants to be Mishamish today, he wants to be Mishamish tomorrow. There's no heter. There's no Achat the Klein of Mitzvah, the Klein of Heter. Mamela, there wouldn't apply Darash Tish Matirim in such a case. What's he saying over here to Davar Sheish HaMatirim? So the Chora, those who want to say, and the Chora it's Muchach, in Kamam HaKlemis, that the Noid Yehuda Taka did not say it in every single case. If it's so simple to just go back into the mikvah and it's going to take you 5 minutes, then we don't say that it's not considered Davar Sheish HaMatirim. Something which is so, we don't say, but what do you mean? In these 5 minutes, you want a heter. In these 5 minutes, I want to have another. That's not going to, we don't look at every single second. We look at it. If it's a dire day, where we draw the line, that's not exactly clear. But the mushroom. This is a pretty common case. Somebody doesn't know if they waited. It happens to my kids all the time. Is it looking at the clock? Is it 6 hours or not 6 hours? Can we eat milchis or not eat milchis? You're not sure? I don't know what time did I finish. Did I finish the Shabbat Suda at 1 o'clock or did I finish the Shabbat Suda at 1:15? It's now 7 o'clock. So, it's another 15 minutes or now? Or was there, I'm ready mutter to have my coffee now? So, what do we say? Something done on the kulo. We don't say Sabbath Darbanan Kula, it's a Davar Sheish HaMatirim, wait 15 minutes. According to the Tzlach, so I want to have a coffee now, I'm going to have a coffee now in 15 minutes. So, no, we don't say it. Do we say it in such a case? So many of us say that in a Chum, in such a case we wouldn't say it. If it's only a short amount of time, then we wouldn't say it. Maybe Agav, but my Ramuzgar, the Rambam says, Kishe Shoyi. So if you have a Suffolk and it's only 15 minutes, then the Chari can be Mekel Savi. Perhaps for a coffee. But, Mecher, it's a Suffolk Bikoch Nefesh. It's for sure it's mutter. Kishay shoyis. That's what some of the places say. Chanam islav daf kishay shoyis mamash. It means kishay shoyis. But l'chor, what's the pshat davar sheish matirim? According to this, we're saying in chanami, not every few minutes is considered that you want to be mishtamish that now and later on, even though theoretically you could. We just don't look at it unless it's a significant amount of time. Where you draw, exactly when we draw the line, it's not clear. Then the pisul shiur brings down that there's another tzad. That to be mekel, and that is sircha ozel noket v'ozel. Sircha noket v'ozel. The makor for this din is by when I get to Kriyashma. Somebody says v'chasavtam al mezuzayis pesecho v'yisharecho. The man yirbu v'meichem. Oyve, where am I holding? Which v'chasavtam am I holding? By the chasavtam of the first parak, v'chasavtam of the second parak. So the Gemara says this is every paskim alacha lemaisa that sircha noket v'ozel. What you're ruggled to do, that's probably what you did. So if you continued into the man yirbu. Then for sure you're holding by the second one, not the first one. It could be that if you look at the chazan, everybody's holding by the first one, then we do say that. But the pasuk says that we say, sircha noket v'ozel. And that's the word of saying the same talamater 90 times, or we presume that you said it 90 times. There's many gishmak hashahs you can clear, that somebody did it 90 times. So, and then he's holding in, he catches himself, he's holding the beginning of Shemak Elayim. He hasn't the slightest idea if he said the same talamater in Baruch Elayim. Is there any to say the same talamater in Shemak Elayim? Betzimal Sirchen Nokev Azol will say that he said it, because he already made himself ruggle by saying it 90 times. So, Shani, why not say it in Shema Kaleinu? Shela Tova, reserve to me this week. The how far do we go with Tircha Nukhav Azal? So that's really the shaila over here. How far do we go? This is a song about it. I said it once to Esther Berkowitz with such a question. How far can we go with Tircha Nukhav Azal? If a person finds himself by breakfast, can they presume that they daven? Or do we say, no, that's always what I do. I wake up in the morning, I don't eat breakfast before I daven. I've got to have the slightest idea. I don't remember. I remember somebody once came over to me many years ago. I was davening in Philly Yeshiva. And somebody came over to me and he asked me if he could be mighty with me in Birchat HaTorah. So I was mighty and I said, what happened? So he said he doesn't remember if he said Birchat HaTorah. So he went to Bishmul. They asked Bishmul what to do. So Bishmul said, have somebody else be mighty. But how do you not remember if you said Birchat HaTorah? It was, unfortunately, sometimes it's the whole Birchat HaShachar and who knows what. The shaila is, how far do we go with Tircha Nukhav Azal? That's the nidan here in this Pesach Tshuva. How far do we go? The Sidur Torah says, and the Taz says in Siman Samach Tes, if a woman doesn't know if she was merlech a piece of basar, then we say Tircha Nukhav Azal, she always kashes it before she cooks it, merely she's allowed to presume that she kashes it. And Kuzi Kesa says, a maisa godol kizesh, there's no way that she would forget. How could she forget a whole maisa godol kizesh? But Meila, in the parentheses, he says over here, however, the shaila is, what's our case daima to? Is the case of not sure if she did a chafifa, if she combed out her hair? Is that daima to a case where she didn't do a whole malicha? Or is that daima to the case where she knows for sure that she did a malicha on half the piece? That's the case that he brings down in the brackets. And she doesn't know if she did it on the second half. That's much more mistaver that she finished off the entire piece. Maybe in such a case, in a chanami, we'd be mekum. Mashmai says that in a chanami, by a chafifa, of for sure if she washed her hair, she doesn't know if she combed out her hair, maybe everybody would be maskim in such a case that we'd say safi derabana lekula. It's only by a derabana we say tircha nukhav azal. Kinira, the din of kriyashma, is only a derabana because shema you're yitzu with the first parasha and haskaris is yitzu with time with the last parasha. If you missed out everything in between, then you're okay. I did see somebody in the back, in the avos, in the back of the machin yushalayim shulchan aruch, who was ma'arit. Matmiya, what do you mean? Kriyashma is the right side, you say Dafka Darabon, Malachiro, Lulid Mustafina, we would say that you're Mekayim with the first parasha. Not sure. The question is, so now, how far do we take this? Any time, this is something which is common, we're going to have to wait for Kuf Tzadi Ches a little bit for this, because it's brought down there in the Sidur Torah. Let's say, I was asked this question this week, what happens if a woman's not sure if she was Ma'ayin in part of her body? So even on part of your body, Lachiro is only there in Darabon. And it's not such a ma'isa gadol. She doesn't remember if she checked the bottom of her feet. She doesn't remember if she checked from her knee down. I don't know. She checked the right, she doesn't remember if she checked the left foot. In these cases, does she have to go back? She doesn't know if she did a knee. In such a case, for her, that would be a ma'isa katan, and the iyun of the goof is only there. But in her, in such a case, we should say that Tircha Nukhav Azal, and she would be okay, and she wouldn't have to go back.
Didn't the whole hand do right? How do you mean machalik?
What's that?
Only
when you don't know if you did an entire Iyun, then you have a Safek Daraisa. But if you know for sure I did most of my Iyun, I just don't know if I did part of it, then that's only a Shalav Adarabanan. Because once you already Mekayim Iyun and rated your Guf, then you are Yetzir the Chi of Iyun Midaraisa, because there's no way that you have a Chatzitza, as long as you know that rated your Guf. Thank you. You took the words out of my mouth. Someone heard that by a newly wed, I saw this brought down in B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that we don't say Tircha Nukhav Azal, because what's by a newly married woman? We don't say by a newly married woman, a kala, somebody that's doing chafifa for the first time, after she's married. She did it one time beforehand. Tircha Nukhav Azal is a certain way that she did it, she only did it one time. And Mamela Loy Plug, we never say it. Interesting that it's not mentioned over here. Well? She's more nervous, maybe. The shaila is, what happens Lamaisa afterwards when she has a suffix. So we probably would call, that's the shaila. We can say with everything. It's a good aura. The first time that she's being merlich, a ger that becomes the first time he says kriyashma. And Echnam is talking not that din. So therefore, since it's not shaykh by a din, by a ger, so therefore we're not going to say it by anybody. It was the chiddush l'chora. What's that? Oh, so where do we draw the line? At what point does it turn into sirkha? Does it have to be 90 times? Some women their whole lives, they never do it 90 times. Chafifa. There's no pashas, the whole din of 90 times, Agav, is not to make a regulus. It's only to be oiker when you have a different regulus. You don't be'etim need 90 times. Anytime that it becomes your regulus, I would say, but pashas l'chara, 3 times should be enough. Once you turn it, you make it a chazaka, that's the way that you do it, that l'chara should be enough. Now, with regard to rechitza, is there a din of rechitza? So far, we didn't see anywhere, not in the Rishain, not in the Gemara, unless we learn. Tashniki means a kisei. Something I wanted to say. Maybe it means a kisei. And yivachiv dafke to sit in a bath when you're doing chafifa. But not everybody learns that way, and it's a little bit sussim in the Gemara and the Rishonim. And we didn't see Mefurish in the Rishonim, and that's not the lashon of the Mechaber, the Neitz Kalim. Tishteif b'mayim shtifa is lavda is bepash. It's not mashma that you're sitting inside. It's not a shriya b'mayim. Shtifa b'mayim. The pashas is that there is no din of sitting in a bath dafka for a chafifa. However, it's brought down, the place can bring down from the Maran Bris, that it's already by now that it's a minig yasher, and he says minig nashi didan, that they sit inside of the bath. For what reason? So one of the reasons is we'll see in Kuf Tzadiches that you're supposed to soften up any scabs on the body. The way to do that is when you sit inside of the water. When you let it soak inside the water, then it softens it up. The truth is that will also happen if you sit in the shower for long enough. That's going to happen also. It's just easier when it's soaking the entire time in water. It'll happen for sure. Mimela, that's one of the reasons. And for sure, anything which is crusted on will come off. And the hulu, that's the best possible oifen. And therefore, that certainly is the minig bizmanenu. Now, there's a reason why you can't have it. By the Shulchan and most Peskis men point out, if a woman is expecting Lamasho where it's dangerous for her to sit in a hot bath, then certainly she should rely on just a shower. Now, it's pretty common here in Eretz Yisrael that there is what they call Yechidot Dior, newly married couples. They live in a tiny little apartment that's added onto somebody's machsan that they turned into an apartment, or it's maybe even a little bit bigger and they have a full room, but they don't have. Somebody asked me a shalom Friday on Shabbos morning this week. He says to me he wants to know on his freezer. He has a freezer with the drawers. It's just a freezer, and it has a place to open up. It's not an actual handle. It's an indentation where you could open up the door to the freezer. Sitting there is a pen and a marker. He wants to know if it's better that he move it one time, so he shouldn't have to move it every time he opens up the fridge, or no, squeeze muscle, yes, sir, there's no problem. Every time they open up the fridge, open it from the side, it's not a problem. Is it better to move it tilto minasad every time when he'll open it up from the side, or is it better to just take it off once and open up the thing? So he says, when you're in Yechidat Dior, so then even the handle of your freezer turns into a shelf. We don't have room. Where else do you put your marker in your... The pashas in such a case, anyhow, it's a tish masal ister, it's mukla tzar kufri mekaymai. It's not, if you want to put your hand there, then, and you can't, then just take it off. And if you don't need then there's no problem opening and closing every time. If that's the way to do it, then there's no, even if you're doing it 20 times. But we're not getting into Turus Bas B'chalv like we just did beforehand, and we're also not getting into El Shabbos like we just did now. And therefore, the best thing, in such a case, where someone is in Yechidat Dior, they don't have, the whole bathroom is the size of an airplane bathroom. And in Me'ilo, they don't have room. Slightly larger. They don't have room for a bathtub. So what do you do in such a case? Do you have to shower? Do you have to go to the mikveh to shower? Or can you shower in your house? So the truth is that most mikvahs allow you to shower, to bathe in the mikveh. And the chatzkila, one should do that because that is the minig. However, let's say it's Erev Shabbos. Let's say you don't have a chance to do that. Then in a chanami, lechera, there's no problem to shower. That would be enough. Some women for Erev Shabbos, they come Thursday night and they sit in the shower and then they shower again. They sit in the bath and they shower again Friday afternoon. Or they come, some mikvahs are open Friday afternoon. They're open Friday afternoon for the woman to prepare themselves. They get out of the house, prepare themselves there, and they come back later on. But lechera b'shas tzchak, like we're saying, that you don't have, it's not mafurish that you need a bath. It's not, and remela one could rely on a shower. The last halacha is just an interesting halacha, once we're on the topic. Is there a din chafifa by men? We'll get to it. Is there a din chafifa by men? The Bir halacha talks about this in Sim Beiches, and I was going to get into a little bit more, but there is no din chafifa by men. Mata Ephraim says maybe on Erev Yom Kippur there is a din chafifa because it's more chomer. However, I don't think that that's the minig b'chlal. As a matter of fact, it says that the Yushalmi brings down that the whole din chafifa was only niskan by women, not by men b'chlal. Wasn't this guy by... Everybody asks, why not? I've heard the attire is by men also. Sif Beis. Chafif b'mokom steyer lo tiyah b'mayim karen fishim b'tzavchen esaser ela b'mayim chamin. Amilu afilo b'chamin chamin sagi. It doesn't have to be boiling. It could even be by chamin chamo. Now, how about poishrin? Lukewarm, is that enough also? So the Chafif b'mokom says, yeah, that is enough. Poishrin is lav da'afka. L'chatchilu we try to do with warm water, but poishrin, lukewarm, is also fine if you don't have hot water. Now, let's say, what's with the, even if you use the hot water, what happens if you go to the mikveh and the mikveh is cold? Can you go into the mikveh and you go into a cold mikveh? So there the price would say, since it's only for a second and you're not actually washing your hair with it, then we don't have a chashash of being with the Beth Osiris. And the truth is that's how Klal Yisrael did it for thousands of years. They went in the yam, they went in the rivers, they went in the lakes, and it's freezing cold. Like somebody we know told me that his father used to go with his mother to tefillah and take a pickaxe for two reasons. One, to ward off the gayim, just in case there's any. And two, to break the ice so that his wife could be teil. So certainly that was, for that one time, we're not really choshesh for the zibuch saris. Even if she's teil many times afterwards, the ikar is the one time. Now, the mechaber continues, loisachah v'neser anikah bar v'tofel b'laz graida. It's not exactly clear what it is. It's min offer, like the, or what's it min sid. Sidratara brings that from Rashi. It's a type of dirt. Now, if you look at our shampoo, Bizmanenu, they have like 50 or 60 ingredients. And some of them even have wheat. Shalas l'Pesach, we're not getting into that. But, l'chur v'pashas, you don't have to be choshish that it has any of these things that you're not supposed to use. And even if it does, it's potel b'raiv. And even if it's not potel b'raiv, but l'maisa, you see at the end of the day that it's it cleans the hair and it straightens the hair, then l'chur, there's no problem afterwards as long as it's clean. Now, what happens b'di'eved if she used one of these things, cold water or neser, one of these things? So the Rama says, as long as b'di'eved she sees that it's fine, then she's allowed to be teivel. Im chafa b'neser keitz b'zev rasa shein saris shalak shurin mesubachin shari mutter. What's mutter? Says the Levush, it's mutter from now on to use these stuff. Says the Shach, no, not from now on. This one time it's mutter. This one time it's mutter l'chatchil to be teivel. B'di'eved, if you were teivel, you're allowed to be teivel. That's also machlokes. The Chacham Hasadim says it's mutter teivel lichatchila, and the Makor Chaim says no, only b'di'eved it would be mutter to be teivel lechera. But lichatchila you would have to be teivel again. Now even according to him lechera, if it's a time that you can't do another chafifa, it's Friday night or kedema, then even he would be maskim b'di'eved. But I think that we go like the Chacham Hasadim that as long as it's fine this time. As long as you found out that this time there's no issue, then the chatchil will allow you to be teivel. Now, lechera, the Olam asked me, what would be in a case where she goes to the mikveh, there's no hot water. So she wants to wash herself. Or in her house, there's no hot water. And this happens in the bungalow colonies, this happens in other places. Here in Eretz Yisrael happens. In apartment buildings, that before Shabbos, that's it, you left any hot water. You turned on the dud, and the whole dud went. And it's 40 minutes before Shabbos. And you don't have any hot water. What are you supposed to do in such a case? So the chur, that's a b'di'eved. The chatchila, you should put a pot on the fire and boil up some water. So at least that for your hair, which is the ikr, you should have hot water. That's what at least you should do, and that's what you do in the chatchila. In a case where your mamas don't have your chilas to do such a thing, you don't have enough time to boil it up, or kedema, whatever it is, you don't have a bath. All you have is a shower in your house, and it's Erev Shabbos, and it's 40 minutes before, and what are you supposed to do? There's nothing to do. Then in the chanam of the chur, that's a massive b'di'eved. And as long as you see afterwards that you're okay, then the chura, that should be a b'di'eved, that according to Chassam, it would be fine. Now the chatchila, if you could make your water lukewarm, Betham, what does it take already? You could take your kumkum, boil up water, stick it into a pot, and she could dump her hair inside. It's not so mitzvah. At least for the hair, you should really be okay. And you don't even tell me how much, as long as it's hot, lukewarm water. There's not too much they have to do. The chatchila, we say that you should use the entire body, you should use hot water. However, b'di'eved, l'chera, you'd be all right, as we'll see. In the case where she's stuck, l'chera it's matzah b'di'evin, l'chera she'd be all right. The using wine, so Grad says the Marik brings down that if you can use wine, it should be warm wine, it should be hot wine. A woman that can't use water, so it says over here, it says in the Ramah that she should use wine. Yesh lisho l'reifim imayayim misabeach asaris. V'imayim mishen misabeach, yesh lis mechaleim. And if they're not bekim, she should try herself. If you look at the Marik says both of them. She should try herself and ask the doctors. Here it sounds like either one is okay. It's not exactly clear, b'chla, why we'd be semich on the doctors. We saw the Marik says that we are semich when you get in either. We saw many places that we're not semich on doctors when you get in either. In Kof Pei Zayim, when you get to Ramat, we're not semich on doctors. And the Chassam Sefer says, b'chla, on a guf misuyim, to ask somebody about my hair. Right? We saw on the Shach says that each woman is a different hair. He asked about her hair. We can't just see one time. They're not neman on a guf prati. They're not neman on a specific person. It could be that over here it's a little bit different because it's not after the fact, it's before him. So she's allowed to use the wand and then check to see whether or not it works. So therefore in such a case we could rely on the doctors. The problem is it's not so much like that. You're allowed to do it, And then, if the doctors don't know, she should try herself. But lachera the mashmor lachera, even if the doctors tell us not a problem, she should certainly check to make sure herself that it's not a problem afterwards. Now, this wine, the Shiva Levi points out, this is all totally natural wine, but nowadays they add concentrate and other things to the wine, and it makes the wine stick together. It makes the hair stick together. It's not recommended to use such wine, and it could be that it's not a big issue. The agav, lechera, it comes out from here that it shouldn't be a problem to use conditioner. Why? Somebody that's using wine to do a chafifa on their hair, they're not washing it out afterwards with water. So that means their hair is covered with wine. Even if she combs out her hair afterwards, but lechera, every single strand of hair has wine on top of it. And it's not a problem. Either because it doesn't have a lechera, it doesn't have a mushes, you don't see it. But it could be that if that's the case, then conditioner is the same thing. There's a whole need in, should you use conditioner or not? Because it leaves oil on top of the every hair. Some people say it's not a problem. Some people say it is a problem. The chur is derived from here. The only difference is the chur, what happens when she goes into the mikvah? As soon as she goes into the mikvah, if it's wine, the chur will all come off. That's why if she uses the rest of her body, she's wine on the rest of her body, it's not a problem. Only in the base kamatim, because the wine's not going to come off on the base kamatim in the mikvah. But on the rest of the body it will. So too the chur on the hair will also come off. As opposed to conditioner, it's oily, it's not going to come off even in the mikvah. It's meant to stay on. Lalach lamaisa, yeshermin b'koy, lachar b'diyavid, if she used it, then she would be allowed to be tevil. And there's even a big tzad to be made lechatchila, as we'll see in Kav Tadichef, the pashtis, you want it there, and it's lunoy, and therefore, I wouldn't say it's not a miyot. It depends on whether or not the hair is part of the body or not. If it's not part of the body, so then it's a roi, if it is part of the body, it's a miyot, but it's on all the hair, but lachar it doesn't have mamashis, and even if it has a shininess, it doesn't have mamashis, and you want it there, therefore, bepashas lechera, it should not be chaitz, it shouldn't be a problem. Sif Gimel, chafiv etzrich aliyah sechatchila samach letzvilaso, it should be lechatchila samach letzvila, v'aminik hakosh shetas alach mi bayirim, v'sengas v'chafiv ha'chetechshach. Well, it's tzitzful. And there's another minikosh to bring a comb to the base of tzvila. Now, what is considered samach lechatchila? So generally, b'chol ha'terekula, samach is within techatzisho, half an hour. However, they bring down, the Marasham and others bring down, the Shalom Eishiv bring down from the Uraim, ready from the Rishayim, that Shir Samoch, when you get Chafif Samoch and Tzvila, is Torech Gimel Shoyis, within three Shoyis. Now, Lachor it's a Chiddush, I saw the Shalom Eishiv says it's a Chiddush, Davar Chodeshu, Lachor the reason why it's a Chiddush is because the Gemara is Mashmah not that way. Toma Lachmecho, Eishiv Chafifas B'yim, V'tavelas B'layla. What's the problem? As long as it's in 3 hours, it's not a problem at all. Mashmoy says that in Chanami that's not supposed to be done. And in Chanami, most of the places say it should be as close as possible. And that's why there's even this Indian to take the comb to the Beis HaTfilah to comb out the hair. That's the Iker Chafifa, is combing out the hair, according to Rav Rishenim, along with washing the hair. But it's specifically with regard to the hair, it should be L'chatchila Toy Chatzisha, if possible. Obviously, we allow you to do chafifa. If it's b'shasat chak, you can even do an Erev Shabbos, as we said. The ikur, the minig akosher, is to start during the day and finish at night, and the reason is to be yet to the shiltas and rashi. That way, there's no mehumah lebeis because you started during the day, and there's no isser of harchokas chafifa and tefillah because you continued till the night, and memela, you're makayim both the shiltas and rashi. Now, the only interesting hara is, why didn't the Gemara think of this? The Gemara is busy with Mao Shetochah Belailo. Is she allowed to be Chayv Belailo? It's Masha because it's Muhammad the Beiso. Eishu Chafevas B'yemet Velas Belailo. How could she be Marchik? What do you mean? Just a great Eitzel. Start during the day and finish at night. Maybe in a Chanam, the Gemara wasn't handling those serums. The Gemara was only handling Arab Shabbos. The Gemara was only handling in a case where they got into a fight and they want to know, can they do Chafifa at night? Bechulu. But Bepashas Lachar, the Gemara should have mentioned the best possible life and to do start during the day and continue at night. I don't have an answer to that. But Lamaisa, the Shach brings down over here that the Ikar Chafifa really is during the day. It says B'shasat Chach, Shetzich Halachav B'yoyim, Az Yesher Halachav B'yoyim, Oshi Yesher Halachav B'yoyim, Tzich Halachav B'layla. She can be chayvah during the day or the night, whatever she needs. The shach is marach over here, and he goes that the ikar is like shitas Rashi, that the ikar is to be chayvah b'yoyim and not b'layla. However, the maskanas of the shach is not like any of the rishonim. The maskanas of the shach is that you should always do a chafifa during the day, even in a case where it's erev Shabbos and after Shabbos is 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You should also do a chafifa during the day, erev Shabbos, and also afterwards. Now that we didn't even see in Rashi. Even Shitas Rashi wasn't that way. It's interesting that the shach took his own mahalach, not like any of the rishitas of rishonim, not like Rav rishonim that learned, not like Rashi, not like Rashi alone even. He's even more machmer than Rashi. We'll see in Siftala that in a chanami, any case that you could do before and then afterwards, you should do before and then afterwards. However, when it's 3 days, then we'll see. That's really the last. We'll leave that for later. It's mefurish later on. That's mavur later on. I shouldn't say it's mefurish later on. In Sifches, we'll see Sif Vav. What the halach is. There's a story over here that the Shach brings down that Lamaisa, the minig was Niskan from the Marshal. There's a story that happened in the time of the Marshal that there were women, there was what they called the Mikvah Shul, if anybody's familiar with. And many women didn't want to go to the Shul Mikvah, or the Mikvah in the Shul, because everybody was going to the Shul at that time, and it's very embarrassing. So what they did is they waited till Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, side by side, they can't go at the time that everybody's davening. They have to wait till after Shabbos is over. Everybody's ready home. Then they can go and prepare themselves, and nobody knows it better. So they were pushing off the tefillah by a number of days. So Maram Padva and his son were misakin that no, lechatchila should be tefillah at night. Just make sure that you're not mechumah lebeitzo. Make sure that you set a clock for a certain amount of time that you're not going to go to mikvah before this amount of time is finished, and then there's no problem to do it at night. And there was a big mehuma, like any time anybody comes up with something novel. And chacham echad darshan to the ladies, anybody that does that is not even yoytze chafifa b'di'eved, and the children is a ben nido, maybe even mamzer, shayla, and chulu. And the mashal has a tshuva and someone involved about it, and the ramah has a tshuva and someone who tests about it, but this is exact ma'aseh what happened. And they say, no way, first of all, Rabbi Shinim hold not like Rashi, they're like the shiltas, the dikr chafifa is that night. And even according to Shitas Rashi, b'di'eved it works. And to say it's not even chafifa b'di'eved, and it should be ben nido, it's only in the rabbanon, what's going on over here? If it was up to me, says Marshal, if he really knows what he should do, this chacham that got up in Derish, he should be just like Rava. Rava got up and said, and a woman should be chayfet that night. And Mamela Sotu, he should get up and say what I told you was a toys, and he should ask for mechila from Aram Pazva and his son, v'chul. L'alach l'maisa, the Shach brings down this Marshal, then in Echonami, the minig is, in such case, where she came to a chafifa, she should set a clock, a sand clock, for an hour, and be choifef, and that's good enough. There's no chashim home on the basis because she's not going to go less than an hour. And that is how many people are naiv, especially Bifrat is Manenu. You have night call Shkia is at 4:45, and women are working from 8 to 9 to 5. So there's no way that they could do it. Or they're working 9 to 1, but they're taking care of their kids. Or whatever it is that it's very difficult to do in the afternoon. They have no one to watch the kids. So what are they supposed to do? So therefore, the chatchila, they do it at night. Now, what's the story with Yungaman and Kirtle? Should he go home or not? That's the big hack, everybody likes to say. For sure they should go home. And some people say, no way. They don't have to go home. If you're not making somebody go home from work, then Yungaman doesn't have to go home from learning. Some people say, fuck yeah. If the Yungaman's not going to go home from learning, so who's going to be requiring the halacha? Not the Balabatra, not the Yungaman. So they for sure should go home. I saw the Chutshani. He says, according to the Rachel, he says that, Yuventach, if you have a chavusa, so don't be mevatel. If you learn by yourself, then you go home. I heard B'Shem Rabbi and David and Louis and Mr. Finamina, this is the way that you should go, is the best idea is what the woman will be most calm. That's what you should do. If she doesn't want her husband to come home and she's going to be lachutz, she's going to run out so fast because she should get, because everybody knows every second that she's been mevatel her husband, so she's going to do it as quickly as possible, don't do that. If that's what she needs to be calm, then fine. I think many are naig not to, and you'll never know. Now, is the Shah Achas Dafko or Lav Dafko? Is the Shah Achas 1/24th of a day? It's 60 minutes, or it's like Shah Zmanias, or it's Lav Dafko? Shah means amount of time, a period of time. So if you look in the Tshuva, it's Mefurish. Echad Michavdal Ad Miyayim, it's an entire day, it's an entire hour, and the Shem Levi goes like that, and he says it has to be Dafko that entire hour. Shas Adchak, if you're in a mikvah and there's 100 ladies that are waiting, and you don't have the time for an hour for everybody, so then you could do even a half an hour. But Be'etzel Nechatchila, you should do an hour. And that's what some people say, that even if you finish within the hour, you should wait till after the hour. That way you know that there's no mehumah lebeitzo, because even if you finish early, you're not going to go. However, the Igros Meisha says, not that way. He says a woman that she knows that it takes much less time, and she's timed herself in the past when she does it from the day to the night, and she knows that she does everything. The Shem Levi says the hour includes everything. It includes also flossing your teeth, and it also includes cutting your nails, and also everything else. But some women, even if you do everything, it takes them tops 40 minutes, if that's how long it takes them. So he says, anytime, as long as it takes you when you're calm on a regular day, that you're not running, then in Chanami, that's enough time. Set the alarm for 40 minutes, and that will be enough. And L'chair, there's a big muffin to be made like that. They're not heating up the hot water, and everybody has dental floss, and we have showers, and it's so much easier to, everything, we have a good soap and shampoo, everything is so much easier to do. In the olden days, to do the hair, so take 25 minutes just to get your hair. But here, and you have Gishmak and soap and shampoo, and she also showered last night and the night beforehand, then it's not, and she cutting your nails, you have nail clipper, and everything is so much easier that you could be finished really in a short amount of time, that even if it was an hour in those days, but things that did take longer, Mamela Bizmanenu, even with 40 minutes, is more than enough time, and there wouldn't be a chashash of Muhumma Labesa, or however long it takes. Now those that say Bakhlal, if there's a balanit, there's a mikvah lady that's checking them afterwards, not that chashash. Some people say dafka if the mikvah lady is checking them when they're washing to make sure they did a good job. Then you'd have to go to that mikvah we were talking about. But the chafifa takes between 2 and 3 hours to do money in those places. But I don't know exactly how long, but not less than an hour. But even if they're not, if they're checking the rest of your body, there's also no chashash with the chatzitza because it's also a makom for tziruf. Depends which type of mikvah you're going to. Mechulo. Sif Dalid. Let's say if tefillah falls out on Matzah Shabbos, Chatzalas Matzah Shabbos, she has shir lachav b'yoyim. Then the lacha is that she should be choifif on erev Shabbos. Lachav b'yoyim. Talk about leil tefillasa. But the minig is that she should also do a little bit on erev Shabbos. Do a little bit on erev Shabbos and also on Matzah Shabbos. Now, can a woman wear makeup on that Shabbos? So the Paiskim say that she could wear makeup on the Shabbos, same as she's allowed to eat meat and other things, she's allowed to wear makeup. However, Chacham Einav Bereisha, you don't do something which is going to take you 4 hours Matzah Shabbos and take it off, because then you have the issue of Mum of the Beis on. And Mechlal, why do that? You can put on enough that no one should know that you're going to make Matzah Shabbos, but it doesn't have to be in an Eifin that it's going to be cause you issues on Matzah Shabbos. Now, in general, even when you're doing a Chafiv Matzah Shabbos, it says you're supposed to do an Arab Shabbos. That Bechlal, some of the Paiskim say, not mefurish in the earlier Paiskim, but that in the Rishenim, that even if you're doing the Tefillah just at night, you should do something during the day. Do something during the day to mekayim the Chafifa during the day and the Hemshech at night. Cut her nails, floss her teeth, something that she should do. If she's going to floss her teeth, then she's not going to eat till later on. The best thing that they say is to cut your nails, something she should start during the day. Lav dafki, you have to start during the day and continue the entire time until the night, they want to sign off. As long as you started during the day, you have less to do at night, you're not going to be home on the base. Somebody's going to say, no, that's cutting your nails, that's only a fraction. That's not considered that you started. However, there are many that have been taught that that's a kedai thing to do, because you already started a chelek during the day. What's with tefillah on Matzei Tisha B'Av? When Erev Tisha B'Av is during the 9 days, should she do the same thing over here? Should she be choifef during, it's one day in between, should she be choifef on Erev Tisha B'Av? So the truth is, Machlekes over there in Tafkuf Nun Aleph, the Ramah says that she be choifef on Matzei Tisha B'Av, and the Bir Lacha says, that's only according to the Ramah, that she does say. That the Iker, that she could be Mekayim, the Iker Din on, at night if she needs to. But according to the Shach, that says that she should always do it during the day, then in Chanami she should also do an Erev Tisha B'Av. She should really do an Erev Tisha B'Av. Yesh v'yesh, l'chair, what she's more calm doing, that she should do. There was even a case, I saw us, one of the Maramachemists brought down the Pesach Tshuva, Zichron Yesef from Dumani, that he was Meiko, even on Tisha B'Av, because Be'etzem it's not her Chitza Shal Tainu. So she's doing it for the Mitzvah, so Be'etzem even on Erev Tisha B'Av she would be able to do it. Now it's interesting, what would be on the Tisha B'Av that fell out like this year? Matzei Shabbos. She would be choifif on Erev Shabbos for Matzei Tisha B'Av for 2 days. L'chair would come out the same thing. After 2 days, we bet and we hold that you, according to the Shach, you still do it on Erev Tisha B'Av. Also the fact that it's 9 days, it was 9 days even if it was 1 day. L'chair should have the same halacha. Sif Hey, tefillah on El Shabbos. Nizdamar la tefillah on El Shabbos. Toch of B'yoyim. The halacha is that she should do a chafifa during the day. Now when should she do the chafifa? Should she do the chafifa right before Shabbos? Should she do the chafifa earlier during the day? That many women ask. It's much more calm earlier in the day than it is an hour before Shabbos. Muhumma lebeisa, you have to benchlech, and even mechulu. So, Rav Berkowitz says that anytime that you should do whatever is better for you, out of your calmness, that's what you should do. If you can do the chafifa earlier in the day, do it earlier in the day. If you'll be more calm, if you can do it at 10 o'clock in the morning. However, you should obviously shower later on and comb out her hair closer to Shabbos. However, the sitting in the bath and cutting the nails, mechulu, that could be done earlier. As a matter of fact, this is that best on any day. That if that's the easiest for her to do is in the morning, then that's what she do in the morning, and do a shower later on. The truth is that, like we mentioned before, there is no ending to sit in the bath, and once you cut your nails, if you go to a hot shower and you comb out your hair and you wash your body, that in itself is the key of the chafifa mi'ikar adin. So there's no problem the fact that you did it earlier, but you're really doing a full chafifa later on. Now, what happens if a woman was not chafifa on Erev Shabbos? So there's an interesting case of this Pisca Chuva brings down over here of a woman that she has kalatinis, which is like dreadlocks, that she can't take out. She's scared to take them out because she's scared what the shadim are going to do to her if she takes them out. That's what it says. We'll see it in Kufta Lichestevov. So such a, it says that over there in Kufta Lichestevov that she's allowed to go to mikvah. It's not chaitus. He always says she's not coming clear saritz dvuke zubazuba nasas balayla aydei shade v'sakana lahasirum loy chaitus. It's not chaitus. So if it's not chaitus, then you don't have to do a chafifa. So a woman that doesn't, it's Erev Shabbos, she didn't do the chafifa. Now she's only Friday night. What's the whole problem to do a chafifa on Shabbos? Because when she combs out her hair, she might pull out her hair, says the shiltis. So it's a problem. But any of the rest of your body is not a problem. If that's the case, you could wash the rest of your body with cold water. And your hair, she doesn't have to take care of. But maybe it's not a problem, she should be able to go to the mikvah. Lefivis would come out that a woman who shaves her head, and she forgot to do chafifa on Erev Shabbos. According to that also, she doesn't have a problem. Because the whole issue with the chafifa on Shabbos is only the whatchamacallit. The lack of the simla, the Maaseh says, not that way. He says anybody that's not makayim din chafifa, Ramban says yimotei chala omud, which means we'll put them on the, we'll give them lashes, we'll whip them. Amela, somebody wasn't makayim din chafifa, we're not going to allow them to be matzah the tefila. However, it says shevet levi b'shas, somebody with the evidence the taka didn't do it, and she's in such a mashiv that she doesn't have to do chafifa on her hair, then tasa shevet chacham.